open and informed discussion on the challenges schools, teachers, and students face during COVID-19. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Wow. Just listening to that, Johnny, it's like the reality is, do we need a new intro? Are we teaching and learning outside of COVID now?
We might.
I don't
might.
You know.
We don't know yet. We don't know. Yeah. We don't actually know. I mean, we'd like to believe that. And I hope that the more we vaccinate, the more on the other side of that we are. But I mean.
Well, I mean, you know, one way, because some people have said, you know, you're out of COVID. I mean, why are you still doing teaching and learning during COVID? I'm like, well, you know what? Actually, there are still some schools that are still in session. In fact, New York, who typically does go later, a couple friends who I know teach in New York, are actually really concerned, and this will kind of get back to the issue that we're talking about here, the teacher shortage and the issues and the things that are pushing them. But this, you know, well, should schools then still be using mask mandates, right? And you know, a couple of teachers in New York are like, look, we're teaching for the next, you know, through almost to the end of June. And it's like, why with 2 weeks left, would you take masks off when there's a possibility still? And particularly, you know, not every 12 to 17 to 18 year old has gotten their shot. And why would you do that? And a couple of teachers in the Buffalo area that I know are really kind of feeling this kind of like, you know, teacher shaming for being vocal about saying, look, we just want to keep the masks on until the end of the school year. But yet the push to demask, and that's there again, there's one of those things where it's like, what does it mean to be a teacher? And you think about this, you have to navigate all of these things. And so here, teachers are saying, we want to teach. We can't wait. They're glad to be face-to-face. They just want to finish the school year, though, masks on, so that they can go through this feeling safe. And still, though, that is an issue. And you think about it, it's like, so compound that, and then you got somebody talking to you about not giving kids recess because they didn't do their achievement test the right way. You've got other things where you've got classrooms of 35 students or more. The conditions, right? The conditions. And then this is what I was, you know, we talked about this during the break. President Biden wants to fix the nation's teacher shortage. Okay, yes, liberal Democrat, big spender. Okay, so all of you people out there screaming, he just wants to spend money on it. You're darn right he does. He wants to spend a lot of money on it. And I'm okay with that if he listens to the show. Because then we'll know he's going to spend the money wisely and not dump it into things like the American, you know, fast-track board certification teaching. And in fact, start to go, holy crap, how do we leverage this infrastructure money to deal with the conditions in the classroom? I'll give you one quick, simple way. Reduce class size. Look at that. Look at that. I did it, Johnny. I took a bunch of money and I spent it and I reduced class sizes.
There you go.
How about that?
I like it.
Think teachers would,
we definitely know.
Would teachers be into that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we know. I mean, the research shows us the ideal class size. And so, you know, if we just maybe got a little closer to that and, you know, we capped it at maybe 18. You know, we kept it between 12 and 18 and sort of said that's an ideal class size for at least our learners, you know, K-12. Right. You know, I guess if we get a little bit larger, then we add in, I'll write off that a little bit and say, okay, let's also dump more money into paraeducator support and training. And so we have maybe like two or three, because I'm thinking about my middle school teaching days.
Okay.
And I'm like, man, I loved it. But you know, 60 kids in a classroom, and that's about like, you know, 55 too many.
Right.
But say you're gonna give me 28. Okay. I can kind of do it, but give me a couple of a couple of hands.
Right.
And now I'm rocking and rolling. Put three or four of us in a room with 40 kids. Okay. You know, so we're still, I think we're talking some of the same shop, right? We're saying let's get the ratio down.
Let's get the ratio down. Educator to learner.
Educator to learner a little tighter.
I want to keep working on that one because I got another idea, right? So the students who are going into teaching right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So at a local private Midwestern or Northeastern school, going to get your teaching license is about $100,000. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Of which you're maybe going to get $39,000 to $42,000 for your starting salary. Okay.
No good. Right. So bad investment.
Now, Evan said pay the teachers more. I'm going with this part here, though. How about the most awesome teacher education programs get scholarship dollars from President Biden?
Well, just a second there, Professor.
That's right. So, you know, I'm just saying, hold on. I'll give you a second in a minute there, buddy. So now teacher prep program at University X it has access to scholarships to pay the tuition of 15 potential teachers who want to be, but right, you know, so now it's like, okay, so if I'm working in a teacher prep institution, I'm like, look, man, this is really great for us because, you know, if we're positioning ourselves to do the great work that we know we do, we might have access into scholarships, which we can mm-hmm. now then attract those students who want to be teachers and really go after one of the big issues about why don't people want to be a teacher. It really is this. They're saying it's like, look, it's costing me upwards of $100,000 to become a teacher. The payoff, sorry, return on investment just isn't there. Okay, you know what? So maybe we're not going to hike pay, but what if we reduce the cost to become a teacher? Then is return on investment better? Just, you know, the... I'm not, these are easy things, Johnny, mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, I'm going to go, I'm a big progressive liberal democratic, big money spender. I'll spend it. Give me it and I'll spend it.
Yeah. Let's tie it into that. We need diverse representation in our schools. And so let's tack on this now that we need future teachers of color. We need black and brown teachers. We need queer educators. And let's just put the money with the social movement together. And let's just say we also know we have a lot, and this isn't me saying there's too many bad teachers or too many bad teacher education candidates, but we have an enormous amount of a particular demographic represented in the profession of teaching, and a whole lot of them are fantastic. So I'm not saying get rid of good teachers or don't admit great teachers, but let's really go all in on this, and let's say we got the money. We got the politics, mm-hmm. we got the know-how, and we're gonna pay for black and brown, trans, queer educators, all of the above, geographic, rural educators. Let's get diversity.
Right, let's get the way across. Right.
Diverse abilities, and let's get really into, let's represent in our schools and classrooms the kind of diversity that we have in the seats in our rooms. And if we don't have diversity in the seats in our rooms, then we need to redefine diversity because all of us have diversity in our classrooms.
We know
so
that.
We could get into that, but I'm saying let's just piggyback that onto the money, right?
I love that because that's the next part too, where it's like, okay, now how do we then make the attraction to diverse candidates? Well, so you like, let's put some money there. But Johnny, I'm going to come in with this now to go along with the times and the movement that we're in. Let's mm-hmm. talk about the profession as a place where you can be part of a movement of moving young people out of this realm of closed-mindedness and opening up minds to understanding this time that we're living in, looking at issues of diversity, racism, global climate change, all of these things. Now, Do I want to, how do I, because that's the other thing. It's one thing to say, I want diverse candidates. I'm going to do my best to get them. But why do they want to become teachers? My guess is that they want to be part of something. Well, man, couldn't teaching be part of something huge? Ooh. Man, talk about it.
It is. It's the best. So let's just open it up movement. And be more welcoming.
That's it. So 844-967-2789.
Give us a call.
Give us a call when we get back. We'll talk about more liberating the minds of our young people.
Yeah.